7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Washington, D.C. I'm one of your hosts this week. Bryant Barack Obama Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Cool Joe Biden Fortner. What's going on, man?
Oh man, just blessed to be doing it with you, brother. That's funny. Oh, Cool Joe. See, the only reason why that works is because, like, I'm black and you white. We can reverse them. It's only happened once. It's not anything personal, peoples.
Yeah, it's love not. It's not shit. Political. I promise you, it's not political. We're not making a statement. We're just being goofy bastards.
Oh man, but how you doing, man? I'm doing good, man. I got my firewood ready for the freeze.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good, dude. I'm chill today. It's been a week. It's been a long week. I know me and you both been feeling this week for sure. Yeah, the weather changes got me all kinds of screwed up.
Hey, man, I'm glad you got me back on track, because I'm normally the one, the voice of common downness, I feel like, sometimes, even though I'm retarded, but you got me right back on track. I honestly, man, I have been feeling like I've been riding on the boat, burning, like a boat of shit that's burning. The only thing that's kind of got me through is, like, I'm surrounded by other people on this same shit boat that's burning, and they're both kind of, like, looking at each other like, you know, might as well, let's keep on pushing. Oh man, but I'm still feeling blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just last week had that little situation, and oh yeah, man, I've been pressed, but I got to give another shout out. It's Veterans Day coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to all the vets, man. Shout out to my uncle. It's his 50th birthday tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Marine, you know, whatever. So you know, shout out for that. I'm just ready to chill, man. Kind of feel good, man. But yeah, man, what'd he do?
Man, it's a good day. It's a good day. If this is your first time joining us, we're Skip the Tutorial. We're a video game podcast, man. We're a video game show. We talk about video games. That's what we do. Sometimes we bust down what we've been playing, followed with some news and a roundtable. Sometimes we'll give you a top seven. This week, we're doing a top seven. Todd, what's our top seven this week?
Top seven favorite RPGs, man, that we just love, right that up, are in our hearts.
Right up in my wheelhouse. Right up in my wheelhouse. I love my RPGs. They get in my heart. They get in my heart. They just spread their RPG love all over my heart like cholesterol and bacon.
Real player goons. Now, I'm over here trying to... I never thought about a real solid acronym for RPG.
I like that. Real player goons. That's the best.
That's going to be our mixtape.
That is, yes, right
STT
there.
STT Media.
I just want to be the hype. I want to be the hype man. I cannot flow whatsoever, so I'm just gonna get on there and go yee yee.
It ain't the only way that works though is if you wear a big ass clock.
Of course.
So motherfuckers can know what time it is, man.
Of course.
Public Enemy.
One of my favorites. I was getting hyped to Public Enemy today.
Works, sir.
Yeah, man. I was. Speaking of that, there was a lot of new drops today. I have not gotten a chance to listen to any of them. None of them, and I'm very disappointed in myself. Fridays, I usually look forward to New Music Fridays, and this week, I have not listened to a single one because I keep going back to Vince Staples. I keep going back to that new Vince Staples.
I don't know who that is. But you know what? No, I don't know. But
look, You need to.
I need to get my life right. I'm sad to say, man, I never heard this song. What, Imagine Dragons, Natural. I heard some shit on ESPN. I had to go back and listen to that song. They helped me get through the day today.
I don't think I've ever listened to Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, man. I used to, that radioactive shit, I used to hoop to that. I thought I was LeBron James for a second, and I realized I was tripping. Like, there's nothing remotely, nothing the same. But anyway, bro.
I used to play ball to The Cure.
Who?
The Cure.
Oh, okay. That's what's good, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
No, it's but now, not. Man, it's not.
You know what? I do want to hear, because this list in particular, the motivation from it came directly from you. Can you talk about that just for a moment? The news that, you know, people have been
talking about. Oh, yes, yes. I got confused for just a second, and I was like, How did I motivate this list besides myself being a giant nerd who still plays D&D? No, so some of the news came out. Blizzard had their BlizzCon where they get together and they celebrate and jizz all over things Blizzard. That's what happens.
Dragon Kiss Bukkake.
Everybody sits in a circle and goes, oh, Blizzard.
What's the Dragon Kiss Bukkake, my friend? What are you doing?
Sorry. Blizzard I love. Don't get me wrong.
I haven't had to say that shit since like the first episode, I think.
It's time to let loose of these week's demons.
No, cuz you make it, come on, bro.
Am I making it worse?
Halloween is over, bro.
I can't help it.
We're going into Thanksgiving. It's a whole different kind of nightmare that's about to be celebrated. This is going to be one of those guys. Look, man, if you fuck with us, thank you for listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Maybe it might be this one might go into different directions, but I know we both, and this is one of the lists.
Yes.
This is one of the lists that we just, you know, fuck all the technical jargon. We're just going to have a conversation about these, some of our favorite RPG experiences, and we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely. But yeah, Blizzard this week announced that they were releasing the next Diablo game, but it is, well, it's last week, I believe, the announcement came, but it is coming to cell phones. The next Diablo game is coming to cell phones. By the crowd's reaction, this was a very, 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 very hated thing. People did not like this. They did not like this news. I think this news actually outshined the elections for just a temporary moment, and that's saying something. I think CNN was like, breaking headline, I'm Wolf Blitzer. Blizzard announced Diablo 3 coming to cell phones. I don't know what that is, but I'm old and I'm gray. I think that's what happened.
Wolf Blister is still one of the dopest names. That's one you put on the application. Is who the fuck is Wolf Blitzer?
Who is he? I don't know, but we're hiring him. Like,
man, it's football season. It's going down. But I mean, man, I know you the Diablo fan. We talked about Diablo 2. I don't know if that's gonna come up. How'd you really feel about it yourself?
I don't give a shit. Like, that's at the end of the day, I don't really give a crap. The fact is that they lost me with Diablo 3. Did I enjoy Diablo 3? Sure, it was fine. It was what it was. Did it ever recapture that experience of Diablo 2? No. And yeah, we'll probably be talking about that a little bit later. However, I'm just saying, Blizzard, I don't expect anything less from a company. When Nintendo opened the gateway to start doing stuff on mobile platforms, and they've shown that they've made money off of these, I expect it at this point. I just expect it, so it doesn't bother me. I don't really honestly give a shit. The thing is that I haven't messed with the Diablo thing in a long time, and Blizzard's already got stuff that they've been doing on cell phones with that card game. What's it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that spades, I think.
Hearthstone? Yes. Is that right?
I don't know. No, I really don't. And
I would prefer to play spades. It's a better game.
Now, I mean, from what I saw from it, though, and you know, I understand the hatred for it, because I'm not big into mobile games anymore, and I would like to be. Era where I was fucking with. I mean, I've been around since before motherfucking cell phones existed. So I had a stretch when I was like, oh, okay, we both got into Clash. You know what I'm saying? But over time, with the, it's just the monetization practices and it's concerns with the gambling aspects of it. I think everybody that's a real gamer is turned off by it.
Yeah.
And see, I never was big into Diablo. Like, I was thinking about getting Diablo on my Switch. I just missed this one. I always wanted to fuck with it, but it did always feel more of a PC gamer type of thing. So I could understand why they would be like, real? Because from what I understand, Diablo 3 really wasn't what it was, and people looking forward to Diablo 4, and here you are talking about a motherfucking cell phone game. It was kind of like almost comparison. I was watching this dude on YouTube called Agent who talk about 2K all the time, but the game 2K is fucking up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even been fucking with you. I got 2K and I got a player that's ready. I ain't even been fucking with it. But the game been fucking up online, and he posted a video talking about how the developers were at a iPad convention showing 2K on iPad. Like, he was, just went on this long riff of being like, maybe if you was more worried about the motherfucking game, it wouldn't be fucked up instead of trying to put 2K with no controller on an iPad. And it's that times like 100 what it felt like with the Diablo thing. And with you being a Diablo fan that you are, it was kind of cool. You know, this is the whole gamer thing, bringing it together, the social experiment, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, man, we should talk about RPGs. So, boom, here we are.
Hell yeah. And, you know, to clarify, I understand why people are mad. I totally get it. But my perspective is I don't give a shit. And that will always be my perspective. I just don't give a fuck. Like, you can be mad. They're still going to do that. It's still going to make money. You scream and yell and get pissed off all you want. Here's the thing. You support the things that you love. Diablo is one of those things that I stopped loving because of Diablo 3. I just stopped. I stopped caring. Blizzard, I still love. I will still play Overwatch. If they bring an Overwatch cell phone game out, whatever. And here's the other thing I'll say, my last point on the Diablo thing. My very, very last point on the Diablo thing. Those type of games, those isometric RPGs lend themselves very well to a mobile platform. So I'm going to defend Blizzard a little bit here. I'm not a Blizzard fanboy, but I have played those type of games. I've played games like Shadowgate, Baldur's Gate on my cell phone, and they've always lent themselves very well. Here's the thing. Blizzard has a very dangerous path ahead of them because people are already pissed off. If they go for the microtransaction aspect, they very, very much risk becoming an EA in a lot of people's minds, and that's a dangerous front to go on. I believe that is very, very dangerous for them. That being said, though, I don't give a shit. I really. We are grown-ups. We are adults.
Yeah.
You spend your money where you want to spend your money. If a company, if Blizzard goes, and I'll say this flat out, if Blizzard went bankrupt tomorrow, I wouldn't give a shit. I'll just be real honest. I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's real.
That's just my perspective.
As long as Insomniac and Santa Monica Studios and Bethesda and certain, even Bethesda.
The ones who are actually doing things that people love.
Well, Bethesda pissing people off with Fallout 76. We ain't talked about it, but I have not played it yet. We talked about it. I'm still deciding on whether I'm going to get it on PC or here on my PlayStation 4, but I don't know.
Well, and part of the issue, too, is that companies do, and I'm not ever going to, I'm always going to support the consumer over a company, clearly. However, companies do need to figure out a way to make money in this world. We talked about this. $60 game prices just ain't shit anymore.
Well, and that's one more question, and then we go on our tangents. That's what we do. But you think, because you know these people, they check the math, man. They check the demographics. They got all the shit. They, you know, social media gives them all that they need. Younger demographics, kids are getting younger, playing like they learning how to play on the phones and the iPads and everything else before they could talk. Do you think Diablo and Blizzard might be saying, okay, like everything's trying to move to cell phones. We can get even a younger crowd, a new crop, or is that I'm just overthinking it, kind of went into a bit of a, you know, space age thought?
No, I don't think you're overthinking. I think that's exactly what they're thinking. And I think they have every right to think like that. I mean, you're always going to go after a demographic. And the fact is that the gaming crowd is getting a little older. And when you see stuff like Fortnite is huge on cell phones. It's huge on mobile platforms. That game doesn't even lend itself to mobile platforms.
I mean, have you seen some of the rigs for some cell phones now, like gaming?
Some of those things are crazy, ain't they?
Right?
Bro.
I couldn't do it, though.
Have you seen the one that you can actually plug your phone into an old school Game Boy controller and it plays the Game Boy games on?
Yeah, bro.
It's dope. It is. But the thing is, I don't like...
Back to the future.
We are part of that generation that's never going to like the cell phone games. Like, we're just not. Like, there's some that we're going to fuck with, obviously. But to me, they've never come along to the point of gaming. I like the tactile feel of a controller. I like the idea of sitting with a controller on a TV or playing on my PC with a mouse and a keyboard. It's just never going to click with me. I'm just part of that generation where I grew up with the mouse and the keyboard and the controller.
And they just haven't done a good enough job making something that feels good enough yet. Period. That's like, you're right on it. The controls always are the deal breakers. Nowadays, though, you can, you know, I could I could connect my PS4 controller to my Joy phone, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that still is going to be laggy. It's not. I might as well play on my motherfucking PlayStation. Yeah. Or that's why I got a Switch. So until they really hit that mark, I'm not going to say I'll never do it, but because if they fix some controls, it's a game I just have to have, and it's not like overly monetized or some casino thing. I'm looking for that thing. And honestly, like, you know, that dead time thing, like when I'm on break and shit, I just don't find anything really, you know, entertaining to me anymore. Besides my old poker addiction, I don't need to do that anymore. I get that from Red Dead.
Yeah. 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 And I'll bring up, sorry, and I know I said one last point earlier, but I'll bring up one last point again. Some people, and look, we are very blessed to live where we live, do what we do, have the money that we have to be able to do the things we love. Some people don't. All they have is a cell phone, and they still want those experiences. And so companies giving them those experiences, I'm not going to say they're charitable, but I'm not going to say it's wrong for somebody to want to enjoy Diablo on their phone. I mean, some people can't afford. Me and you have what? You've got the PS4, the Switch, and a gaming laptop. I've got everything plus the Xbox One. But when I was dead broke and all I had was a cell phone and I couldn't afford shit, man, Game Boy emulator all day long. Game Boy emulator, you know, on what? My phone. Hey,
1000% true story, bro. Like, I'm glad you brought that up. Because, I mean, it is a blessing. Like, I thought about how boozy a motherfucker done got out here since I done moved out here. Like, and because, man, just today you can be up and tomorrow you can be down. Like, I didn't live that. So that's too true what you say. Like, today it's all good. Tomorrow I could be down. And I might love personally Diablo. Like, that might be my introduction to it. And it'll be dope. And I ain't got no other options. And I'm like, man, I'm on this Diablo. Like, I might be in my uncle's basement, you know what I'm saying, treading alligator water. But
I got my Diablo, you know what I'm saying? There in front of me.
And now I'm so boozy, I'm like, I don't even want an Xbox. I'd rather get a Pro. I'll put the other four in the back. And then I don't need the Xbox. I'll play that on my PC. Then I need a Switch because when my cell phone's dying and I'll need something else to play while my girlfriend drives me to daiquiri shops.
Your impression of a bougie person is the exact thought I had. It's perfect. It's dead on.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, man. It's fucking crazy.
But it is true. So, some people were just going to want to enjoy that stuff because they like that. Like, man, I enjoy horror movies. I can't buy every horror movie out there, so I got streaming services. I watch shit on my phone, and, you know, I'll do that too when I'm in bed and stuff like that. But some people, it's going to be their only option, and that's okay. Guess we ought to move on to our top 7 list.
Okay, one caveat. Are we going to implement the rule that we learned from our gracious host at the last with the crossover show?
Yes,
thing?
Yeah. If whoever's got it on their list, whoever has it higher gets to talk about it. That's how it is. So if we have a duplicate, whoever has it higher on their list gets to talk about it.
Todd, shout out to top 5 for that one good time.
Yes. I was going to say, Todd, why don't you start us off? What is your number 7?
God of War, the PS4.
Boo! Reboot. Classic. So good.
Yeah. If you've ever listened to one of the shows, and you know, I mean, I make a God of War reference all the time. Yeah, man. But it's weird that it's low on this list, but if we're going to bust it down to like RPGs, since it's not I'm not like a pure JRPG fan like that. Not a hater at all. Just what I was exposed to. So, I mean, but as long as it's got strong RPG elements in it, and God of War is just one of my favorite games, man. I just find reasons to want to talk about it. So I just had to put this one on the list. It's more of a linear experience, so that's why it's low on the list. You know, but there's so many great games like this, you know, that I had to put it on here. If simply for nothing else, like how you could build up the complicated combat portion of it, that felt really good. That's probably one of my favorite combat mechanics, and the way you can choose to build it up and the different options that you have in any game ever, by far. Just with the axe, the Leviathan itself. It's a subtle thing, but the fact that you could throw it, have a whole different set of moves, call your axe back, come back to it, and then later on in the game, I mean, it's been out long enough when you have the gracious moment, you get the Blaze of Chaos back, and you can split between all three. It's just the environment, the, you know, they had so many options with being able to create a beautiful game of imagination of things that don't exist in our own world. So it just gives a whole different feel, you know. So that's, I could go on and spill on. I don't want to, you know, ramble it too much. We already burned up a lot of time talking buku shit beforehand. So number 7, God of War, man.
Classic, man. It's a modern classic. It's already one of my favorite games of all time. I love God of War 2018. Great choice, man. Excellent choice. And I do agree. It's the Blades of Chaos. It's such a good moment. It's my favorite moment in gaming this year. I'll just real flat out. It really is my favorite moment in gaming this year. I squealed like an idiot when it happened, and I loved every second of it. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, wait. Before I forget, because I got to keep it 100 at all times. For my list, I know once we had the conversation about Diablo, we was going to talk about RPGs. Like I said, you know, it's been a long week. You know that. Been on a boat, a burning boat, like a shit boat, burning. But shout out to David Spinks for actually talking. We was at going in the boat of shit burning, and we was talking about this goddamn list. So I had to give him a special shout out. You know what I'm saying? He's a solid motherfucker, and I got to shout him out. Shout out David Spinks. My bad, bro. What's your number 7?
No worries. Before I get on to my number 7, I want to put a caveat in here because everybody's heard me talk about Final Fantasy VI, Persona 5. They've heard me talk about Chrono Cross, the Tales series, Secret of Mana, all of that shit. I am not putting those on these lists. As I do, I will not put things on the list that I've rant and raved about on here too much, because my list would just probably be those games, and I'd figure out a way to put Persona 4 on there as well. But my number 7 is Final Fantasy 15. Controversial choice among Final Fantasy fans. I love this game. I don't care. Fight me. Let's go. I don't care. It's a great game, Final Fantasy 15. They spend the first half of the game making an open world experience before putting on tracks on the last half of the game. And what it does is make it for an excellent storytelling experience where you truly, if you take the time to dive into the game, you truly become connected to those characters. It's got a great soundtrack. I love the combat. I absolutely love the combat. But Final Fantasy 15 is my number 7. It's a beautiful game. It's a wonderful game. It's got a great system. And it's a blast. It is just a blast. I love Final Fantasy 15. I know it's controversial, but like I said, I don't care what you think. This is my list. My top 7. All right, Todd, what's your number 6?
See, that's why just the dynamics. This is why it's the synergy, man. See, because you always put, look, I never played Final Fantasy. You know that. We talk about that all the time. I want to. I think I tried. You know, I'm not in the turn-based like talking about. That's why I dig this list. But anyway, my number 6, we're going to keep this one short because everybody knows about this game way too much. But it was my first real true entry into it to where I really dug it. That's Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Boom.
That's the reason why I got my Switch. That's the reason I started loving my Switch. That's the reason why most owners of Switches bought Switches.
Yep.
Shit, excuse me. Miss ditches and dodge dirty bitches. It's because of Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. And that's my number 6.
Excellent. I was thinking about the little rhyming scheme there, and all that came to mind was snitches do not get switches. They get stitches. All right, my number 6.
They end up in ditches. With no bitches.
That's true.
And no riches.
And no riches. No, all the riches are gone if you're in a ditch. My number 6.
Unless you're Egypt.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, bro. Go ahead. It's number okay. 6.
Number 6 is my number 6 is the game that Diablo 3 should have been, and that is Path of Exile. Controversial choice? No, because it's a great game. It's an excellent RPG that is free to play, and it's coming to PS4 in December. Jump on that shit if you got a PS4. Path of Exile is a fantastic game. It's got an upgrade system. It's free to play, truly free to play. The only things that you can buy in the game are cosmetic and do not affect the gameplay. It's got a fun story to it. It's got excellent combat. It's got great characters. It's got great trees. It's got everything that I wanted Diablo 3 to be. Just flat out. And it was the developers of Diablo 2. It was a group of developers from Diablo 2 who went over and made Path of Exile, and they did something that was really cool with that game. I highly recommend it. If you've got an Xbox One, it's on there right now. If you've got a PC, it's free. It is totally worth the money, which is nothing. Nothing. Costs you nothing. It's free.
Except
99.
Except your soul.
That could be argued. It could be true. It's also super bloody. If you like super bloody games, it's super bloody. And I love super bloody games where I just see like heads fall off and, you know, testicles drop to the ground and you stomp on them and you're like, oh, I am the guardian of this world.
Hold up. See, this is the thing. This is where it happens every fucking time. This is what happened with the Kirby shit, right? So you start talking about the blood, right? And then I start thinking about, damn, tampons. You start talking about nuts getting crushed.
It's what we do. It's a wild one tonight on Skip the Tutorial. That's the point.
It's the passion. It's the passion.
It really is. It really is. You picked something I was super passionate about. I can't help myself.
And it's really just still be bugging me out that people be listening, man. Shout out to y'all one more time on the random with the rant. I know y'all over the place, man. But I mean, it's a fucking podcast.
Hell yeah. What's your number
five?
Good
choice, though. My number five is a bit of a cop out choice, and it's one of those combinations. And it was weird when I put the list together. When I had to make a little trip, a little switch up on it. But for me personally, Assassin's Creed Origins / Odyssey, bro. Like, Ubisoft, I understand why people get agitated with them. I get it. But personally, me, I love these RPG experiences. And I'm still not as far as I need to be in Odyssey. I've been on Red Dead Redemption exclusively fucking with that because that's what the fuck I've been wanting to play. But I mean, I've beaten Origins, got some of the DLC. I've played Odyssey. I've talked about Origins, Ignatium. Odyssey is fucking amazing. And then my old lady, I just sit there while I play Red Dead. I'll get off and she's riding around, spoiler alert, on a goddamn unicorn. I'm like, I can't wait to get back on Odyssey, bro.
Man.
Like, so I know it's, you know, that is actually saying a lot to be this high up on my list. But
that's saying a whole lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got it above as far as RPG experience. And Origins wouldn't, like, a pure Odyssey is an RPG, even down to, like, I think it's cool that my old lady can be a female on there. Like, little subtle things, and it's, you know, it's not the greatest thing, whatever, but as far as RPG experiences that I could spend $60 on or find it on sale at $39.99 and have hours upon hours of fun, because that's how I base my RPG experience. You know, RPGs are one of my favorite, but I'm more of an action RPG. These are games that I'm like, I don't give a fuck when I grab them. I can spend months with these. So Assassin's Creed Odyssey / Origins for sure. Like that, those two games alone.
Dude, they're great. They are fantastic. They really revamped the Assassin's Creed with those two titles. They just did something cool, man. When you thought it was dead, that's why I will go back to loving Ubisoft forever. I understand why people get upset with them or whatever, but they stick with things. That's what I really enjoy. They're developers who stick with stuff. They did, Rainbow Six Siege. Mm-hmm. And that game came out. People freaking hated that game, but they stuck with it. They kept adding add-ons. They kept developing content instead of just abandoning it. And it's a hugely popular game. It is a hugely popular multiplayer online game. I still need to play it. I got it with my Xbox. It was free. I still haven't played it. It came with the bundle, with the S bundle. So here you go. You can have this game with it. I will say this, too. Assassin's Creed almost made my list with Origins because I loved Origins that much. It was such a good game.
I think I just always looked at it the scope of, oh, okay, this is a dope new template. So my expectations were never like, oh, this should be the greatest game ever. That's why I lumped those two together, because, I mean, they made them around the same time.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, man, because I started, we're not going to turn the episode into that. What's yours, man? What's your next one?
My number five, I'm going back to the East. I'm going back to the East with another JRPG. It's Star Ocean, Till the End of Time. PS2 classic game. Over 100 hours of gameplay into this game. I'm on my second playthrough right now, but Red Dead Redemption 2 interrupted that. I'm currently about 70 hours sitting in Star Ocean Till the End of Time. It's got space. It's got pirates. It's got unexplored civilizations. It's got violence. You fight blobs of goo. You fly ships. You get thrown in prison. It's got drama. It's got action. It's got adventure. What else do you want? Like, what else would you want in a game? It's got everything.
Does it have digital titties?
Yes, it does. It does. It does have those. We're good. Yep.
Great choice.
Excellent.
Great choice, sir. Good job.
That's it right there. That's all you need. We're good. It's the ultimate like JRPG sci-fi experience, but they do it in a way where it feels like you're playing in an Indiana Jones movie. Like it really does. It feels like they mashed up Indiana Jones, Star Trek, and JRPGs and threw it into a game, and they're like, here you go, Westerners, enjoy. And everybody was like, hell yeah. Of course I'm going to enjoy that. Where's my boulder in Temple of Doom? I want the guy with the grabbing my heart. That's what I want.
Yeah. Are those new headsets?
No, this is the gaming headsets I got off of Amazon for cheap. Cheapy cheap.
Nice. Oh, okay. All right, my bad, man. Didn't get... I was like, oh, okay. I ain't seen those.
They're good, though. They're good.
That's what's up. Nah, man. I might have to check that one out. See, this, I love when we do these lists and we don't talk about them like that. So it's like, damn, it's a surprise for me. I need to check that one out. I missed it.
Definitely recommend it. And what is your number four, friend?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Boom. There it is. Right there.
With the caveat, it could go up higher on this list once online comes out.
I can't wait for it.
Or it can fall down on this list.
That is also true. It easily could.
I'm not going to talk about it much longer than that. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, we have a whole episode on it.
Screaming Cowboy, man. Screaming Cowboy. You know you're addicted when you hear that Screaming Cowboy at random places when you're just at the grocery store like Screaming Cowboy. Got to play Red Dead. Fuck, man.
Man, I can't wait to get back home from dinner tonight and play Red Dead. Man, I would actually skip eating, and that says a lot. I love eating.
I sat and customized my Vulcan pistol for like 8 minutes and realized I'm spending, like, this is ridiculous. So Red Dead Redemption 2, bro, it's fucking, like, I don't think people have all seen everything that it has to show yet.
No, like, I don't think close. So.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah, it's got to be on the list automatic out the gate. Man, Red Dead Redemption 2.
I agree. My number four stars a plumber. Stars a plumber. He's got a brother. It's Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. This game turned me on to RPGs, man. This game really turned me on to RPGs quite a bit. Before Final Fantasy existed for me, before I understood it, I saw this Super Mario game. Hey, you remember when they used to have rental stores in the Albertsons? Like, you could go in and, like, rent stuff? That's where I rented this one from.
It's crazy.
Man, I gotta put that. I used to go back there and I used to look like I remember like, why are those boxes covered with like the black paper that you couldn't see behind? And my mom explained, she's like, those are adult movies. You can't watch those. And when I turned old enough,
of course, and it had to be black paper, huh?
Well, I mean, it covered the box.
Of course, everything always black gotta represent bad.
Did I do wrong?
Fucked up.
Did I say wrong?
Sorry. Nah, just read like lyrics and say nigga and see what happens to our friendship.
All right, Joe Rogan.
It's okay. We talked about that.
We did.
I think that's just a lack of discipline.
It really is.
People could do what they want. I like his show. It's dope.
I do too.
Watch it all the time. Yeah.
I do too. But Super Mario RPG, man. We rented this from a grocery store. I had no idea what the hell I was doing, man. I was like, I saw Mario, and I was like, cool, Mario. So we rented this in Mega Man, and naturally I played nothing but Mega Man because Mario RPG, I didn't understand. And then later on when I finally got to play it, I was like, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. It's a beautiful game. It's got a wonderful combat system. It was really, and when you think about what they did at the time, with that game, what Nintendo did by stretching out Mario into an RPG universe, it was a bold step. It was a very bold step. Now, they had been known for the RPGs on their system, but Mario was always primarily a platforming game. And they did something unique and different. And the RPG Mario stuff still exists between Paper Mario or Inside Story or the DS games or the 3DS games. Like, it's still out there, but Super Mario RPG will forever be, to me, a classic. So that's my number four.
Such a Nintendo fanboy.
I really am. I wear red plumber pajamas at night to bed. I do.
I don't care though. I mean, I don't care. Well, maybe the people care about that. Maybe when you get robbed, they'll say, "Yeah, plumber pants."
I mean, when I have to make my business, I got the flaps in the back with the buttons on them.
Thanks for saving that one. You might want to put a time mark on that one too. It's been a long week.
No, all right, man. No time markers. We're wrong. Just like Eddie Murphy.
Protection, kids.
No raw dog in this one.
All these kids out here like, Magic Johnson is the president of the Lakers. No.
No, you don't understand. This is a crazy one this week. I love it.
Oh, man. Of course. All right, so number three, is that what we're on?
Yeah, we're on your number three.
I didn't even realize this, but I guess it makes the universe come together. The Witcher 3.
Boom.
For sure. And I mean, that one, look, we've talked about this one before. This one was the hardest one for me to get into, but one of my favorites by far, just because of the sheer size of it. That's what she said.
And then I should have chimed in with that.
Yeah, I was giving you, I paused.
You gave me a second here, man. My dogs were fighting, and I was like, what are you doing?
That's all right, but no, all jokes aside, seriously, just the side missions, you know, the company, they got, you know, there's a little game coming up soon. We won't get into that. We'll talk about that probably for fucking hours. Jesus fucking Christ, right? So, you know, that's what it is. But it took me a legit 7 hours to get interest in it, but it's just worth it. I mean, it's a gold standard game, masterpiece game up there. For several reasons, some of the most memorable side stories I've ever played in any game. And I mean, digital titties checked off, graphics checked off, you know. And to say I didn't get caught up in the previous two games, even though they were suggested to me by previous or co-workers when I was working at GameStop, they was big into The Witcher and I couldn't fuck with it. Witcher 3 has got to be one of my favorite RPG experiences. So The Witcher 3 is my number three.
Side note. Have you seen what Brandon Ruth, Superman looks like dressed up as the Witcher? I know, right? It's ridiculous.
I mean, the crazy part, like, I should care more, but that's another sign of how great that game is to me. They can do whatever they want. I can go back and play. I could still go back and play the game right now and get just probably more hours of fun out of it than whatever they're going to do with that show. But yeah, he does look. I saw the comparison between him and looking like Raiden on the original Mortal Kombat, and that shit made me chuckle.
I didn't even see that, but I can see it now. Yeah, because
it was a bunch of memes that was talking about that dude looked, and they put the pictures side by side, and I was like, oh, that dude he looks like Raiden.
Mm-hmm.
He looks just like Raiden. He's from overseas, so he has one of those accents just like Raiden in the original Mortal Kombat.
That was the
greatest video game movie of all time.
100%. That was old Highlander played him, didn't he?
Original, I can't remember his name. I keep on wanting to say David Carradine, but I know that's super incorrect.
That is not. Yeah, it wasn't David Carradine, man. It was Highlander. I can't remember his name. Highlander.
I can't either, man. Whatever. Shout out to Highlander.
Yeah.
There can be only one.
They're going to be
all. Yeah, man.
Man, I used to watch that TV show. Did you ever watch that TV show?
I'm trying to think about the rock song that they played.
Oh, by Queen.
Latifah? No, man. We talking about Highlander.
No, Queen did the soundtrack. They did the soundtrack to Highlander. I know which one you're talking about. Highlander theme song. But did you ever watch that TV show?
Yeah, the one with the dude who had the sword with the pearl dragon grip on it or whatever.
Yeah,
or
Princess of the Universe. Princess of the Universe by Queen, yeah.
How did that fucking song start? It would get me juiced up. I was playing sports at that time and shit too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that could be only one. I could dunk, my dude. I would listen to shit like that. That's why I was listening to Imagine Dragons when I was going through that shit. Thinking I was LeBron.
So I was just thinking about the difference here. Like, we were talking about the top five of death, the differences between us. one of my favorite things is that was just highlighted. You talked about playing sports and Highlander and stuff. When I was watching Highlander, I used to sit in front of the TV with a golf club and pretend it was a sword in my underwear.
Well, number one, I'm older than you. So that actually makes all the sense in the world.
Because
I might have been doing something similar. I used to try to make grappling hooks out of instrumental stands and have a cape. I also thought I had a healing factor, which I tested and realized I don't.
Yes.
So yeah, because that's actually kind of dope, man. But anyway, what's your number three, bro?
Sorry, my mutant power when I was a kid was I thought I could smell people from a distance. So I don't know where I got that one from.
Damn it, Brian. That has got to be the lamest imaginary super fucking power I ever heard of in my goddamn life.
It's terrible.
It is the lamest shit ever. And I say that from a place of goodness, my friend. Damn it, Brian. That's the one. I can smell your musty ass from miles away.
I would sit there in church and look at the choir director and be like, I can smell you. I can smell you from here.
Now that I think about it, that might not be bad. That might be some cursed shit. That might be some cursed shit like the Sixth Sense. Like, I smell ghosts.
Somebody just farted the block over. They had tomatoes for lunch.
He's very nervous. He's got mud butt.
Oh, mud butt's the worst butt.
Shout out to the Chappelle Show, man. But anyway, I'm curious, man, for real. What's your number three, bro?
My number three is a game that I have talked up quite a bit, but not a whole lot on this show. That's Undertale. Undertale is my number three. It's one of the most visceral gaming experiences I've ever had. It made me emotionally feel things I haven't felt in years because I'm a closed-off sociopath. But Undertale is one of these classics.
Info.
What was that on Mad TV? You remember that? Misconnections or whatever. I forget that sketch.
Lowered expectations.
Classic, yeah. But Undertale really is, man. I had a great experience with this game. You know, thematically speaking, it's a wonderful game. It's got a great element of surprise when you're getting into the combat of how you actually deal with the combat itself. Because you don't want to kill things. That's the whole point of the game, is you don't want to kill anything. You want to talk to all the monsters and make them like you. It's one of my favorite. It has some difficult challenges to it. It's got a great story. And it's just kind of a beautiful game. If you haven't played Undertale, I highly recommend playing the PC version. The PC version is the version that I recommend. But they do have a PS4 version that I've heard is very good as well. I've not played that version. But my number three is Undertale.
All right, man. That's dope.
Yes, sir. What's your number two?
You know what I'm saying? Like, New Jack City dope. But my number two and my number one, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, but for different reasons. My number two, because it's already been talked about too much. My number one has also been talked about a lot, but I'd rather people go look for that one. Number two, though, is Skyrim for me.
Classic.
The old Bethesda classic, which survived because of the modding community, even though I didn't even really... Neat, and that's the thing, I spent so much time with it, and it's going to be high up on my list, and I didn't even get a chance to experience a lot of the changes in the growth of Skyrim, and the reason why it's lasted on everything for so long is because of the modding community, which is really fire. But just the original game itself, man, I ran through three times, and it's
a great game.
It's just crazy, right? And that was in a time where I didn't have shit, right?
Yeah.
Where I was struggling, where I didn't, like, that was one of those times where that game, you know, it just helped me get through, and I spent so many hours with it and told so many different stories within that thing for myself, where it was just hellish situations going on around me, and it gave me some of the greatest escape I ever had ever. So, yeah, man. I said I wasn't gonna keep going on and on, but that's Skyrim is regardless of what Bethesda does, like, I've always been intrigued by the people that created that game and had respect for it. So hopefully, you know, some of the shit that they got coming out can kind of give some semblance of a feel. But yeah, that's my number two.
Man, My number two, I got a similar story with it. It's when we didn't have shit. It's when me and my wife first got married, right? And, you know, I think about it back then, but we went to this little Goodwill store and they had one of these desktops there. And I didn't have anything, man. I didn't have a computer. I didn't have a laptop. I didn't have a video game system. I didn't have shit. And my wife, as a birthday present, allowed me to buy this desktop tower. Like, she bought it for me for $200, and it had a pretty decent system. In fact, it's still the same desktop tower I have. I still use it. I had a Steam account, and I had two games on there, and my number two was one of those games, and it was Baldur's Gate. I played it as a kid. I didn't have anything when we first got married. We didn't have a lot of money. You know, we were just trying to survive, trying to make our own way in life. And I bought Baldur's Gate. It was $20. And that game gave me probably 80 hours of entertainment. Man, I played through that game 4 times because we didn't have anything else, you know? We really didn't. And it just really provided me a story. It was a place I could escape to when things got hard. I didn't like my work at the time. I didn't enjoy what I was doing. You know, we were constantly, like, broke all the time because, you know, I mean, you're a young married couple. That's what it is. You're broke. That's just how it goes when you first get married, unless you got a lot of money going into it, which we did not because we were young. But it allowed me to escape. And, you know, I always think about my wife when I think about that game. And it kind of makes me, you know, she's my best friend and I love her and I always will. But part of the reason is she allowed me that escape when I needed it, when my job was hard and life was difficult and bills were piling up. I got to escape in that game and she recognized that. And she just, you know, she would let me have my time with that game. So Baldur's Gate will always be my number two.
And I know you love it, and I know you reference it, and I never knew that was one of the reasons why you fuck with it like that. But I tell you all the time, man, it's crazy because the synergy is real. Like I said before, my number two and my number one, you know, they on there for certain reasons. Skyrim actually came around when I fell off completely. And had nothing. Because I didn't have something and had nothing a couple of times. This game, my number one RPG of all time for me, is Mass Effect 2. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Mass Effect series, that's when I broke the number one rule, like years of being arrogant and everything, man. Kids, never try to turn a hoe into a housewife. Just understand that and understand that, right? But at the time, when I played Mass Effect, I was a little arrogant son of a bitch. Who had a lot of money in time and didn't think and believe in the regular nature of 9-to-5 buffoonery and fuckery. Oh, my humbling of Cain. Years later, you know what I'm saying? But during this arrogant time, while I felt like I was doing space age shit, riding around in my spaceship with gorillas in the back, drinking yak, doing whatever the fuck I feel with my seat to the motherfucking back, surrounded by hoes and smoking, had a lot of drugs and money. My one escape, besides Age of Empire when I was about to fall off, was actually Massive Motherfucking Fat. And that experience, like, knowing what it's like to go down that Shepard storyline and everything else, I think it's one of those classic experiences that's going to be difficult to recreate, but it's also one of the same reasons why I still stick with and root for BioWare. That's why I'm hoping Anthem is dope. But Mass Effect, just that was the first time that Mass Effect 2 specifically, because we talked about it, man. I felt bad. I still, years later, it is 2018 and I feel bad for killing Rex. All the shit that a motherfucker done been through in life, all the games that I done played, I, of course, it's going to be number one. RIP Rex, man. That's my number one, Mass Effect 2.
Man, that's a fantastic choice, dude. It really is, man. Like, it's crazy how we attach those stories and the way our lives go to certain experiences, you know? And, you know, I think about that too, because my number one has a similar aspect to it as well. And I had to put it on here. My number one is Diablo 2. It is Diablo 2. It is my favorite RPG of all time. I still play it to this day. I still play it, man. I bought it off the Blizzard website and I had to, man. I love Diablo 2. It not only broke open the open world experience, but it broke open the multiplayer. Multiplayer was huge back in the day. PvP, like everybody I knew in school was talking about Diablo 2. But the thing that reminds me so much of that game in so much time, my mom and dad had just gotten divorced. They had just split up. my dad was living, you know, in this little townhouse. He didn't have much. And I would spend a week with him, and I'd spend a week with my mom. And that's how it went, right? So I'd go back and forth. My dad, you know, always tried to do the best thing for me. Like, he always tried to understand where I was into and where I was coming from. But one thing he did was we built a computer together. We built a computer together. And the only game I got on that computer and the only game I was allowed to play was Diablo 2. It was the only thing that I was allowed to play. I remember one time it was flooding and I hooked up online to play Diablo 2. My dad's like, "What are you doing? Why are you taking up the phone line? It's flooding outside. I need to know you're safe." I remember those, man. But I remember that day, but I think about building that computer. I think about installing the game for the first time. I think about sitting there for hours and playing it and just escaping the fact that my parents had just gotten divorced. I was a weird kid growing up, so I had friends and stuff, but of course, you know, not only had they gotten divorced, I had just broken up with my first girlfriend. Like, it was a weird, like, sad, lonely time. But I think about that, and when I think about Diablo 2, I think about, like, all that happiness that that game brought me. And so Diablo 2, it's a classic. It always will be. I still play it to this day. It's still a great game. I 100% recommend. And if you have not played Diablo 2, you can buy it off of Blizzard's website for $10. It is totally worth it still to this day. So now number one is Diablo 2.
That's super dope, man, for real, though. Like, you know, that's crazy how things come around, man.
It is,
and
right?
And if I could vote for a list, just for that number one, if I could vote, I'd say you won that one.
I would say you won it, Todd.
See, that's why we don't do that dumb shit sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. But what's some ones that you got? What's some also runs?
We're gonna run through that. Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, Dark Souls 3. Really for me, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yep.
And like a real king, the Reckoning Kingdom of Alamar, man. I don't have like a long list to rattle off. Like, those, it's a pretty, you know. Yeah.
Yes,
the
sir.
Reckoning Kingdom at Alamar is for sure one I got to talk about. You can just speak on.
Yes, sir.
What about you, man? You got any other ones?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Witcher 3, Final Fantasy 6, Planescape Torment, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, New Vegas, like you talked about, Secret of Mana, all the Tales games I really like, Dragon Age. I still really love Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah.
It's a classic. Chrono Trigger. Of course, Final Fantasy VII, Baldur's Gate 2, which is actually considered the better game, but I still have my memories attached to Baldur's Gate 1. Always will. Deus Ex, I really like those games. They run on the also run, though, because those were games that never captured me like they captured other people. I enjoyed them, but not the same way.
Yeah, I tried all the Deus Exes. I didn't catch me, you know. You know, I like RPGs like Madden franchise.
Yeah.
Sometimes too.
Yeah, for sure. Nier Automata too. Like, Nier Automata is one of those that also ended up on that list. But, you know, those are those things, man, that just I love the fact that, and one day we're gonna have to break down some of our favorite memories in gaming, because, you know, we definitely attach, because games have been around our whole life. Like, we've played games our entire life, and we attach certain memories to those games, and we always will. And
it's like music.
You know what? I'll put a question out to the audience. What are some of your favorite memories with gaming? What are your some favorite things that you attach to gaming in big ways? Like me and Todd talked about in our number one, number two. Let us know. You can hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. You can get us at STT_pod, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. You can also let us know if you agree or disagree with their opinions over there. Always hit us up. We drop every Sunday. We're on anchor.fm. That's the place you want to go to pick us up. You can also hit us up on Spotify, iTunes. Leave us a review if you want to. Google Play, all those good places where you get your podcast at. Your podcast. Remember, we're the number one podcast in Washington, D.C. right now. I think Trump's listening to us.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Hopefully, he's napping, trying to be strong for the next day and not letting anybody nuclear bomb us and keeping oil down. That's what he should be doing. But whatever, man. I wish him well. I wish him well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the victims out there in California. Yeah. Though, man. It's another mass shooting. You know what I'm saying? RIP to the lost ones. You know, all jokes aside, all that other shit. Once again, I think that's an excellent idea. I can't wait to see if anybody responds and gives some memories. And, you know, we're going to read that out there. You know, it's the tribe. It's love out there. It's family. Y'all stay safe. Yep. You know, be cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, until next time, as we always do, stay humble.
Stay humble. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.